Jim Dilley, Dilley Citrus Nursery in Punta Gorda.
You were at the varieties tasting today. Did you find something that intrigued you?
Yes, there's several of the tangerines, 1818, 1819. I was really impressed with the turnout here. It seemed to be a lot more people here than have been in the past.
What impressed you about those that you just mentioned, 1818 and 1819?
Well, they were easy peel. It was apparent that one of them was probably a little earlier than some of the rest. I think Jude's was that one. It would probably be a better window, maybe early November, late October, early November piece of fruit as opposed to right now.
And that's a mandarin, right?
Yes.
Something you think you'd be interested getting in your nursery and trying to sell to growers?
Yes. It's kind of hard to speculate with the room that we have today. And that's becomes a problem, gearing up with budwood and getting enough to when these things are just now getting released. It takes a while to turn that around.
When growers show up like this, that's your customer. So those are the people you really want their opinion from, correct?
That's exactly right. Yep, that's what I say. I was really thrilled to see the turnout today. There's been a lot of controversy over the breeding program and everything, and I think they're doing as well a job as they can. This industry has been in dire straits the last few years, and everybody wants a silver bullet. It's hard to get that. I know it's hard to have patience when we see our industry going down as it is, but I'm of the opinion we definitely can't stop our breeding program at all.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.